She's had an amazing life. She has a degree in nursing, a master's degree in religion, worked as a school nurse and college instructor, and along the way had three kids. Oh, and then at age 60, she ran for Congress and won not just once, not twice, but 9 times, representing Santa Barbara County, San Luis Obispo County, and parts of Ventura County. Lois Capps became known for her efforts to protect the environment and her fights for quality health care. Capps retired in 2017. Now she's written a new book called Keeping Faith in Congress, which looks at her unlikely path to Washington, D.C., and how she tried to bring a positive approach to an often negative atmosphere. She met her husband, Walter Capps, when they both attended Yale. They got married and moved to Santa Barbara, where he became a popular UC Santa Barbara religious studies professor. He taught a class on the Vietnam War, which was so acclaimed that 60 Minutes did a story on it. Then he made a startling decision to run for Congress as a Democrat in a district which had gone Republican for decades.
He was a really good college professor, and he loved doing that. He always said that was his favorite thing to do in the world. But then when he got the notion to run as family members, we kind of said, what? You need to walk around the block or something? You know, it was a little bit of a stretch. But he did. It took him a couple of tries. But it's the adage from all walks of life, right?
Walter Capps was elected in 1996, but just 9 months into office, he had a fatal heart attack. Lois had been heavily involved in his campaign and decided she needed to follow through on her late husband's dreams.
When he died suddenly, it was really hard to see who would step up to the plate and run to continue. We were in a major car accident in the middle of the campaign. He was in intensive care for a while, so even though I had a couple of black eyes, I could go to the picnics and rallies and get out the vote. So I got used to it. There was kind of like, well, nobody else will do it. Somebody's got to.
Capps admits it wasn't an easy decision.
It was totally scary, Lance. It was something I had never done before, but I hadn't done some other things either. I got the promise of a lot of support from the team that had elected Walter and his staff.
The congresswoman soon developed a reputation as one of the friendliest, most pleasant people to work with. But she admits in the rough and tumble world of Washington, D.C., that wasn't necessarily a good thing.
The characteristic was made in contrast at the same time by the San Luis Obispo Tribune. And they said, well, Lois Capps may be the nicest. Bill Thomas had a prickly personality, but he was a senior member of a prominent committee, and he was able to bring home the bacon for his constituents a lot more than I was as a new member. The Tribune said, well, she may be nice, but he's who gets the work done.
But Capps says she figured out how to make things happen. She says she's proud of her efforts to protect the environment and freeze new oil leases in federal waters. She admits it's frustrating to see the Trump administration trying to roll back protections.
Oh, my goodness. There was some productive work accomplished in terms of protecting the environment under the Obama administration. There's been a real environmental monkey wrench thrown in by this administration.
Capps says as a former nurse, perhaps her proudest accomplishment is helping to turn the Affordable Care Act into reality.
I came to Congress with a bent toward providing more accessibility and affordability. I was very fortunate to be on the committee. We put together the Affordable Care Act.
Capps says it's disheartening to see the divisiveness in Washington, D.C. She says regardless of party, the end goal should be the same, to best serve the people.
It doesn't hurt to be friendly and reach across the aisle and form partnerships. And when I was first elected, it was a lot easier to do that than I think it is now. We've become more entrenched in a polarized society.
Capps admits she never planned on writing a book about her life and her time in Congress. But she says when a publisher gave her the chance, she decided to take on the challenge of reminding people about the need for compassion and civility.
I don't actually have a moral in doing it. I'm trying to tell my story with the hope that some are interested in how a person can continue to have faith in democracy, can continue to have faith in our government, but also how you can be a part of this whole process and keep one's own faith.
Keeping Faith in Congress is now available in bookstores and online. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.